This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Skier Lindsey Vonn is recovering from surgery after her crash at the Olympics yesterday. The 41-year-old from Vail broke her leg. From Italy, John Henderson reports for CPR News that the crash happened just 13 seconds into her downhill race.
Her right arm clipped a gate. She went up in the air awkwardly, turned sideways, landed on her right leg, and fell hard on her back. She laid on the ground for a good 13 minutes while four doctors attended her. This is my seventh Olympics, and I've never seen a crowd in any Olympic sport be so silent. She was later airlifted into a helicopter where she was taken to a local hospital. This surely ends her Olympic dream and likely her career.
Before the crash, Vonn was having a successful comeback season after returning from retirement. A familiar face is joining the race to represent Southwest Denver, the city's former police chief. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports.
Paul Pazin was Denver's police chief from 2018 until his retirement in 2022, and now he's ready for another run at public life. He recently said he would join the Denver City Council race in Southwest Denver's District 2, with the campaign focused on, quote, safe and affordable neighborhoods. Pazin worked for the police department for nearly 28 years in total. His competition in the 2027 election will include Tron Nguyen Wills, currently a leader in Mayor Mike Johnston's administration. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
More Coloradans are now hospitalized with the respiratory virus RSV than with flu. There are 185 people now hospitalized with RSV in Colorado, about twice as many as a month ago. Flu hospitalizations, meanwhile, have dropped down to about 150 after peaking at a record 860 in December. Doctors say it's not too late to get vaccinated. This is CPR News.